It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This year, UW Oshkosh became the fourth college in Wisconsin to add a women's wrestling program to their athletic department, joining UW Stevens Point, Lakeland University, and Carthage College.
The National Federation of State High School Associations says that women's wrestling is the fastest growing sport in the country.
At the high school level, the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association has had a girls' division at its boys' state tournament since 2022. It's planning to host a separate state girls' wrestling team tournament starting in 2026.
We're learning more about how the sport is growing and what it takes to get a new team off the ground.
Jared Costa is the head coach of the UW Oshkosh women's wrestling team, and Paige Half is a captain on that team. Paige, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Jared, thanks for being with us.
Appreciate you having us on.
Jared, let's start with you. Now, I could see as a coach it either being awesome or intimidating to have this blank slate, to be starting a program from scratch. What is it like?
It's a pretty awesome experience. I wrestled for a first year program when I was in college, and then I moved on to my first coaching role there. So I've been a part of a new program before, seen it grow from the ground up, and to have the opportunity to do it myself is really awesome and amazing. For me, it's not intimidating at all because there's really no expectations of us, but I get to create everything from the ground up. So everything we do is a reflection of me building the program and the girls' work from day one. So everything that happens in the future, we can look back to this year and say, us as a group this year, we started it, we built that together, versus taking over a program that was established, maybe had success or didn't have success, and trying to change the culture or kind of put my stamp on it. And it's just a really great opportunity to build something from the ground up. And I really like it. So it's been fun so far.
And Jared, what is the sales pitch to recruits, to get them to come in and try out this brand new program?
This year, our sales pitch for the women we had was hashtag be the first, having the opportunity to be the first to do anything here, win a match, be the first to, qualify for nationals, be an All-American. But it really went deeper for me than that. They have the opportunity to be the first ones to establish what does work ethic look like in the wrestling room? What do we, where do we want to represent ourselves in the classroom? What do we want to represent ourselves around the community? How do we want to be as people? And they have the opportunity to be the first ones to establish that culture. And that's a really enticing opportunity for a lot of people. And as we continue to grow, the sales pitch is, hey, yeah, we can go to another program that is established and they can point to all Americans and all these national champions that we had. But how much cooler could it be when you're the reason why UW Oshkosh is a household name, and you're the reason why some little girl in Texas or Florida or California hears UW Oshkosh and they're like, yeah, it's a great program, I want to wrestle there. So being a difference maker, being the person to put us on the map, it's really enticing to these girls. And I think you can see that in our roster. We have 20 girls on the roster, two team managers. We built our coaching staff up. So just a really great opportunity to come in right away and make an impact on a program.
And Paige, what drew you to choose UW Oshkosh for college and for wrestling?
For college, more specifically, they have a good education program that I was led to. And then for wrestling, I really didn't like the idea of being the first. I was one of the first in my high school team. So it was just kind of like, I've done this once, I think I can do it again and be able to help build the culture and show what we can build.
And Paige, you're a graduate of St. Croix Falls High School and their wrestling program, and I understand they're actually going as early as middle school now for girls wrestling. Can you talk about your experience in the program there and how it got you hooked on the sport?
Yeah, so our high school coach, he pretty much runs all of the wrestling from 4K to high school. So he got a group of us girls, my junior year of high school, and pretty much just asked if we wanted to try. So we gave it a try, and our first season we had four girls. And at that same time, there was some younger girls wrestling, but it was never really anything big. So then my senior year, we eventually had eight girls. So we doubled in size on our high school team. And then our middle school team also had a group And now both teams have grown, and our youth has almost half girls and half boys.
Jared, this is a new program at UW-Oshkosh, but we just heard Paige say, you know, the class, the team doubled at her school. And apparently this is happening around the country, a big boom in the number of girls going into wrestling. What do you think is behind that growth in the sport?
I think there's a couple factors. One, I think the men in our sport have really, truly embraced women's wrestling around the country. There's a really big push to support women's wrestling from our men's community, which is truly awesome to see. I think another big reason is girls have the opportunity to wrestle other girls now, and these high schools and youth programs are providing an opportunity for that. And the more colleges that keep adding, the more opportunity these young women get to see that they can do this sport at a high level, and it's really contagious. And before, you know, it was really intimidating for girls. They had to wrestle boys. They were probably one of maybe themselves or one of two or three in the program. So they had to wrestle guys at every practice and every match. They had to wrestle boys. So that can be really intimidating. And now that it's been rolling, it's going to keep growing. The opportunity to wrestle against their own gender, it's really enticing. And I think a lot of it also is a confidence builder. Wrestling, for me, was always like I got to go out and it was me out there. I knew all the work that I did resulted directly in the results I got on the mat. And, you know, you're learning a lot of self-defense mechanisms. You're learning a lot about yourself, your work ethic. And when it's just you and someone else out there, it's just a truly awesome experience. So now that it's grown so much on the girls' end, it's going to continue to grow because now they're in high schools together, they're in middle schools together and pushing each other. Hey, you should join the women's wrestling team. Oh, I don't know about that. And, you know, now that there's 10 on a high school, you're going to see 20, 30, 40. And to be honest with you, I think it's going to grow to the point where it might be bigger than men's at some point here.
Wow. Now, Paige, when you got started in wrestling in high school, was it in your head like, hey, I'm doing something new and different and groundbreaking? Or did you pretty quickly get to be like, no, this is just the thing I'm doing?
It was pretty quickly that it was just like the thing that I'm going to do and continue to do. I just found like enjoyment in it a lot more than I found in other sports. So it wasn't that groundbreaking. And I grew up around wrestling because my brother was in wrestling. So it was never like a really new thing to me.
We're talking about the first ever college women's wrestling program for UW-Oshkosh, their first season this year. Our guests are head coach Jared Costa and one of the team captains, Paige Half. Jared, I want to talk about the competition. There are a few other schools in Wisconsin now with women's wrestling teams, others, I think, in the Midwest and, of course, around the country. What is the competitive scene like in this sport for women?
It's truly, it's really competitive. You're starting to see the more and more we continue to grow, the talent level is getting deeper and deeper. You're starting to see girls who have wrestled from 4, 5, 6, 7 years old all the way up through high school, and they're finally starting to get to the college level. So the competition's getting really deep. Obviously, we're continuing to grow, and it's going to continue to get deeper and more talented. But we're really fortunate to be out here in the Midwest. The Midwest is, you know, kind of the mecca for wrestling for both men's and women's. And for us, we're truly lucky. We have, you know, UW Stevens Point, about an hour 15 north of us. They're a top 15 team in the country. We have Carthage College and Lakeland University. We have North Central, about 2.5 hours south of us. They were national champs 2 years ago. Last year, they took second, and the list keeps going on and on. So for us, we're in a great spot. We get to wrestle a lot of great teams. This year, our schedule, we have 6 dual meets. 4 of them are in the top 15 this year. So for us, we're gonna get to wrestle the best in the country, and we're gonna see where we're at right away, which is really exciting for our girls.
Paige, what is the transition from competing in high school in wrestling like going to college? I think you've just had one non-scoring competition so far. You're looking at your regular season still. But what is the difference when it comes to, you know, training and as you look around at the competition you're facing?
The difference is that in high school, you could pretty much go on the mat for any tournament, and you knew that it wasn't like your first round, it wasn't going to be a lot of competition. You could probably get by. But now into college, you know that you're going to be wrestling the top competitors at every place you go. So it's definitely something to, it's not necessarily intimidating, but just to see like your growth and to see how much you can grow and be one of those top competitors against everybody else.
Jared, I wanted to ask about team culture, which you mentioned right off the bat there. Wrestling is a sport where, yes, you're on a team, but you're competing, in effect, one at a time. How do you balance that, the individual achievement versus feeling like, hey, I'm here with my team?
Yeah, so our culture is trying to build around family, family-oriented atmosphere, trying to not wrestle for yourself, but wrestle for a collective whole. And yes, you are always out there by yourself. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about that. But you're always scoring points for the team. If you take care of your job, you're going to help the team win. When we're wrestling a dual meet, there's 10 weight classes. You're 10% of the team at that point. So when you win, we win. When you get a pin, we get bonus points. When you give up a pin, you know, you give the other team bonus points. So you're always, you know, wrestling for yourself, which is, you know, the first and most important thing to win. but at the same time, you're also wrestling for something bigger than yourself. So when we're in the practice room, we're always preaching, you know, when we're working hard, when we're doing those hard reps, you know, when you're getting tired, you're starting to feel a little down on yourself or you don't want to keep pushing, you got to remember, this isn't just for me. I don't want to let down my teammates. I don't want to be that person that holds us back. So you just keep pushing so the team can win as a collective. And we do a lot of team bonding things outside of the room. We go support all the other teams on campus. We've done, you know, a team karaoke night. We've done the team scavenger hunt, team trivia night. We got team bowling coming up here soon. So just trying to spend a lot of time together, get to know each other outside of wrestling. I think that really helps push us to want to win together.
Paige, you're just a couple months into your first year on a team that's not just new to you, but new, period. Are you feeling that team spirit? What is the team sentiment feeling like so early in the game?
I really am feeling that team spirit. I feel like a lot of us have very similar personalities and very same goals in life, which does bring us together even closer. And we do all, as of now, still get along with each other, so that definitely helps.
And Jared, we've got Paige with us who's from Wisconsin, but you, I think you've got people from 10 states on the team. How do you search far and wide for those recruits?
Just doing a lot of research, putting myself out there, connecting with different coaches, traveling around the country, going to the top tournaments that are drawing national competition, and just looking around, but most importantly, trying to find the right people. We're looking for girls that have three characteristics of loving wrestling, loving school, and most importantly, just loving life, love everything they do, love having just positive energy towards everything. And I think that really drew a lot of people here. Like you said, we have girls from 10 different states. So that was difficult. Yes, of course. But once one joined us, then another was like, it's not going to be too difficult to be 6 hours from home or 10 hours from home. And we got girls from as far as Texas, New Mexico, Florida, Missouri, Nebraska. So it's really cool. And the pitch to them is culture, right? You come to college to, you know, broaden your horizons. And I can give you that here at UW Oshkosh. You're going to, you know, not be on a team with a bunch of, you know, maybe Wisconsin or Illinois girls. You're going to get to know some girl from Texas, some girl from New Mexico or Nebraska, and hear what their lingo is, hear what their jokes are and their personalities. And I think it's just a really cool opportunity.
Paige, if there's a younger girl out there listening, what would you say to her to encourage maybe giving wrestling a try?
I would say to actually, obviously give it a try, push past the fact that you might get like looked at funny for it or discouraged by other people. But it's definitely something that it's another winter sport that not many people think about, but past basketball, there wasn't really anything to do. So I would give it a try.
Well, I wish you both a great inaugural first season for the wrestling team there. Jared, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk about our program.
And Paige, thanks for being with us.
Of course. Thank you for showing the world our program.
Jared Costa is the head coach of the UW Oshkosh women's wrestling team, and Paige Half is one of the team captains. They're with us today to talk about UW Oshkosh's first season of women's wrestling and the growth of the sport around the state.